Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo! How we doing on this beautiful Wednesday in New York City? Evan and Tiki on The Fan. We got a ton to get to. We'll mix in some football. The Mets had a moral victory last night. The Yankees are a complete juggernaut. We'll check in on Justin Shackle and see if he was able to successfully navigate a game by calling Jazz Chisholm Jazz Chisholm. We have the audio proof to see if he succeeded last night or if there were some trip-ups. But, Tiki, I was given undeniable proof of something I have claimed on the radio multiple times.
Which is?
I have said that my friends, my dear friends who are New York Ranger fans, want no part of the New York Islanders. And the reason they want no part of the New York Islanders is not specifically because the Islanders won last night in a good, hard-fought game in which the Islanders held on for dear life. And they sure did. The reason why the Ranger fan doesn't want to play the New York Islanders in the first round was undeniable last night, because what we witnessed and what we've witnessed this morning and this afternoon is an unhinged group of fans. They lost a game last night. It's okay. That game mattered a hell of a lot more for the New York Islanders than it did the New York Rangers. And yet all I've heard late last night, early this morning, are tears and whining and bitching. And quite frankly, it's only happened because your head coach decided. He made a decision after the game to claim incorrectly that Adam Pellick did anything illegally on Mika Zibanejad. And that's not the case. Anybody who watched the game last night, anybody who watched the clip on YouTube, anybody with a half a brain who isn't an unhinged, biased baby, knows that there was nothing dirty on that play. But because their head coach came out and called it vicious, which is a lie, there's nothing vicious about it. And now the Parrots that are Ranger fans have repeated it all night long, all morning long. This is the proof. Look, I respect the New York Rangers, whether you believe me or not. The Rangers are an excellent hockey team.
Of course they are.
The Rangers are likely to beat the Islanders if they match each other up in the first round of the playoffs. I acknowledge that. But what I hear from you guys is you're unhinged. You're crazy. And Tiki, you're fair and independent.
I am.
You're a Devil fan. You've got no biases. I will present my case on why Adam Pellick did nothing wrong. Sean, I'm sure, will continue the role of unhinged Ranger fan and express why it's so dirty and it's vicious and it's horrible and it's this and that. And you, I'm sure, as the fair judge that you are, will rule in favor of the Islander fan and against these unhinged babies that have lost their collective mind.
Bitch, New York Ranger fan.
I am the arbiter. I am the IHO, Independent Hockey IHFO, Independent Hockey Fight Observer, here. So I didn't realize that we were going right into trial. He was giving his opening statement.
Oh, we're going right into it.
Right into trial. Sean, do you have your opening statement prepared?
Yeah, it starts with this. Evan, stop being a bitch, okay?
Sure, me?
Yes, yes. First of all, there is not a single Ranger fan on the planet, let alone the tri-state area, let alone whatever other planets Tiki may or may not believe exist, that is crying or moaning. We are still well in tow here for the President's Trophy. Last night, fun, cute, important win for the Islanders. Good way getting off to a 3-0 lead. You know you're going nowhere with the worst penalty kill. That being said, look, hockey is the last of the barbaric cavemen sports that we have. Mm-hmm. So I am not calling for Adam Pellick to be arrested, or dare I even say a 5-minute penalty. All I'm calling for is just a little bit of honesty from Islander fans that you got away with one. Early in the first period yesterday, Mika Zibanejad was a little dirty. He did a little slew foot of Kyle Palmieri, and the Islanders didn't like that, nor should they have liked that.
That is fair, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So later on, we get 8 minutes left in the game, and Mika Zibanejad, head not on a swivel, which it always should be, gets up, and he goes to skate towards the bench. And somehow, magically, Islanders defenseman Adam Pellick comes off the bench. Rather than skate towards the action, he hesitates in the middle of the ice, darting with his eyes towards there. We're supposed to believe he has no idea that Mika Zibanejad, the guy that tried to injure his teammate early in the game, isn't coming. And then in the very last second in that little move, in a very slick hockey move, because hockey players know how to get away with stuff, a little boom, little raise up of the elbow at the very last second to completely blindside Mika Zibanejad. It was dirty. It was ugly. I don't know that I would call it vicious because, you know what, in the end, it's a hockey play.
Your head coach called it vicious.
Yes, and by the way, he's the head coach. He should.
It is wrong, but keep going.
All I'm looking for is a little mittens from Islander fans. We all get away with these moments. We all, when the plays happen on our side, we like it. It was a dirty hit. It was an intentional hit at the very least, if you don't want to call it vicious. Mm. So stop acting like it was, oh, Mika just... What? So all of a sudden, Adam Pellick's just this giant statue in the middle of the ice? It was a dirty hit. Deal with it in a minute.
Would you like to hear from our first witness?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call to the stand Ranger broadcaster Joe Micheletti.
There's a bad Jay is looking one way. Oh, he's not looking. Yeah, That's Pellick had nothing to do with that. Zibanejad wasn't, you know, he was looking down. He wanted to get a change. I think he was trying to signal to his player that they had the puck way down the other end. And so he's looking to his right, and Pellick's just standing there at the red line. Pellick didn't see him coming.
Thank you.
And Zibanejad ran right into him.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate that. Mm. That is Joe Micheletti, New York Ranger voice, admitting what is obvious last night. Adam Pellick didn't see him coming. Adam Pellick was just standing there. This only became a thing until your head coach, after the game, because he liked the fan base, whiny little baby, decided to make it a thing. That's the dead honest truth. Because in that moment, you knew. You even thought it. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Would you like to argue with Joe Micheletti?
Yeah, I would like to argue with Joe Micheletti.
Voice of the Rangers, by the way.
Yes. By the way, guess what? Afternoon drive, I'm the voice of the Rangers now, Joe. Okay? I was with Joe Micheletti in real time. But the thing that happens in hockey...
I'm sorry. Time out. You were with it in real time.
Yes.
That when the play happened, you accepted, hey, that's just an unfortunate accident. Nothing dirty about it.
Because all I'm seeing it is real quickly, and Evan, as you know, it's a 3-2 game at that time. The game moves on. Mm. I then immediately become concerned with how injured is Mika Zibanejad. I'm worried about the playoffs, not just that game. And you quickly pivot to, are they going to tie the game? Then a game ends, and you have a chance to go back and look at replays, which Joe Micheletti had to continue calling a game. And when you go back and look at the replays, and you see it slowed down, and I'll give the guy the shout-out. There's this Islander fan. He seems like a nice guy. This guy, Rob Tobb. And he put up, oh, look. See, and he was the guy who handed me it on the silver platter. I'm sitting there watching the replay. I go, there it is. There's the elbow
There's
lift.
What?
The chicken-winged elbow
Dude,
lift.
He didn't see him coming.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, Pellick was standing there, bro. He doesn't have eyes on the side of his head.
Why is he standing there? The action's on the other end. You're supposed to be moving your feet at all time. He's standing there because Mika Zibanejad, he knows, is about to come. So, yes, sorry that the whole little hesitated clip you have doesn't have the full context of Pellick coming off the bench and eyeing up Mika. You can make anything happen in a short little clip.
No.
Pellick
knew
damn well where Mika Zibanejad was and was pissed because his teammate and the lack of enforcers on the Islanders had done nothing game long.
Judge Tiki. Here's what's going on right now. And I want to make this very,
I've heard
very
the
clear.
From both sides. Keep going.
I just want to add this. In that moment, it's a 3-2 game. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, watch the honesty. See, I'm honest. The New York Rangers were outplaying the New York Islanders over the first 10 minutes of that third period. All the momentum was on their side. No, hold on. All the momentum was on the Rangers' side. Even that same Joe Micheletti uttered the phrase, it's inevitable the Rangers will tie this game. Because that's the way the game felt. So in that moment,
You're making a case.
No, I'm not making a case. I'm explaining to the judge why you flip-flop like you're John Kerry on steroids.
Oh.
Here's why. Because in that moment, you realize, no harm, no foul. Game's going on. We got 10 minutes to go. I feel good. The Islanders are choke artists. We'll do exactly what we did at the Stadium Series. No big deal. And then you lost. And then you couldn't get the game-tying goal. And then you didn't have the whistle go your way on the Noah Dobson hit on Trocheck. And so once you lose, like the babies you are, you pivot. And what do you pivot to? You pivot not to, hey, we lost a hard-fought game to this real hot hockey team that's won 5 in a row. No, you pivot to all you know. And all you know is whining and complaining and making excuses. And that's why you pivoted. Because in the moment, you didn't think it was there was anything wrong with it. Because in the moment, you were worrying about the hockey game.
No, Tiki, you have to let me answer because he just served up his own loss. Okay. And I'm going to present it to you easily.
Ranger advocate, you have the floor.
Evan. In that moment, 3-2, with just under 10 minutes left, you said everybody in the building knew the Rangers were going to tie the game, right?
No, no. That's how you felt. The Rangers were outplaying the Islanders for the first 10 minutes of the third.
This is what everybody felt.
Yeah.
What everybody felt. Reminder again, 3-2 game. How did the Rangers get their two goals last night?
On power plays.
Reminder again, Stadium Series. How did the Rangers come back late?
Order.
Continue.
How did they come back?
Just get to your freaking point.
No,
what are you trying to say?
Answer the question. Two power play goals, right?
We got it.
Tell Judge Tiki where the Islanders rank on penalty kill this year in the NHL.
They're abysmal. We understand
that. They're dead last in the league, Tiki.
So what does that mean?
Let Tiki know. Tiki, who is the best shooter on the Rangers power play?
That would be Zibanejad.
He is the Rangers' number one center. So if we all felt that the Rangers were going to come back and tie the game, the Islanders know their asses have been blowing leads all game and they can't kill penalties. What's the best way to protect against the refs killing you? Take the Rangers' best shot.
He didn't take him off the ice. He didn't play again the rest of the 10 minutes. Sean, he's standing there.
All right, order. Both cases have been made.
All right.
I have reviewed the video multiple times and had a ridiculous amount of times. Now, I cannot see Adam Pellick coming onto the ice. The video I have does not show his initial calculation of where he is heading. So I see the contact, the 10 seconds or the 4 seconds before contact is actually made. Now, I don't believe that Ranger fans, and I'm assuming that Sean is the advocate and the speaking for the Ranger fan, they don't seem that upset. Maybe Peter LaViolette is upset, but the Ranger fan is not that upset. Now, you, speaking on behalf of the Islanders...
I'm not upset. I'm in a great mood.
I didn't say upset.
I'm happy.
I said speaking on behalf of the Islanders, you're in a good mood.
Of course.
Because you've won 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
And you are right back into this conversation about making the postseason as long as you hang on, even though you know you're somewhat flawed. Sorry, that was an unnecessary shot.
And they have less wins than the Devils. Where is he going to point that out to?
But here's my conclusion.
Yeah, what's your conclusion?
Here's my conclusion. Now, again, I can't see Pellick coming onto the ice. I can't see what he was initially thinking. But what I see coming into contact is that Mika Zibanejad's head is not down. His head is actually looking at Alan Pellick. He is the one that initiated the contact.
So he purposely ran into Adam Pellick?
He purposefully ran into Alan Pellick. And maybe he just got confused and his left foot was a little bit too tight and it pulled him right? So he accidentally ran into them. But the contact, from my judgment, was initiated by Mika Zibanejad.
So you rule in favor of the Islanders?
I rule in favor of the Islanders.
And here's the other point that
really...
You can appeal it all day. Here's the point that really you need to understand, Tiki. This is the evidence that you people, New York Ranger fans, whether it's you, Sean, whether it's Boomer, whether it's any other Ranger fan around here, bitch, New York Ranger fan, you don't want this. Mm. And I'm not saying that in a way where I'm guaranteeing the Islanders are going to knock them off or the Islanders are going to sweep them or anything cocky. I'm not. The Islanders will be underdogs in this series against the Rangers, as they should be. But you don't want it, because this kind of irrational behavior off of a regular season loss is insanity.
Whoa.
You lost a game. Here's what you do. You say, hey, good hard-fought game. We'll see you again over the weekend.
No.
And you move on. Instead, it has been constant whining bitching and complaining. And this is the proof that you can't handle a best-of-seven series with the New York Islanders and their fans.
Oh, we
you
can handle it.
No,
by
you
the way,
can't.
Because it's a best of four or five, because it'll be over that quickly, Evan. And here's the deal. And Tiki's right. I am not sitting here telling you, again, give Adam Pellick a 10-minute misconduct, anything. I am admitting, hey, I know hockey's a dirty sport or anything, but let's just all be transparent here. Dirty hits happen both ends, and I'm admitting Mika Zibanejad was dirty early. Here's the problem,
Evan. No, it doesn't work that way.
It does work that way.
No, because you're both citing this thing.
No, you're missing the point.
That's a dirty hit. This one wasn't,
you're missing
bro.
The point. Going back to February, the game that you claimed didn't matter in the stadium series, all we heard from Islander fans after that was, the penalties are called late. The refs are in the Ranger pocket. Boo! We heard it on St. Paddy's Day. And then in the second period of this game, when three straight penalties, including a puck being lifted out for delay game, were called on the Islanders, what led to two Ranger goals, what did we hear right away? Social media, everything. All the Islander fans in the crowd, these refs sucked. Boo! So all we had to hear was the bitch Islander fans crying and moaning. And all we're saying is at the end, by the way, another, we won't even get to, the Trocheck hit late. When something happens on the other foot from Islander fans, suddenly it's, throw the arms up. What are you talking about?
Nothing dirty. Not
yes,
true.
You are
That's
the boy who cried wolf,
no,
Islander fans, and you're all bitch babies.
First of all, using the term bitch is just very inappropriate.
Bitch, New York sounds, Ranger fan.
But it's also needed in a time like this. That's what your BBs.
No, we haven't done anything. Like, when the Islanders blew the game in the stadium series, you know what the reaction was from Islander fans? To rip the Islanders. To rip our own team for collapsing and choking, something they had done a lot of this season. It was a self-reflective thing.
Yeah, but wasn't it also about the referees and the fact that you were playing a home game in New Jersey, far away from the confines of UBS?
Not really.
It was more Ranger fans.
It was easier
for Ranger fans to get there because it was in Jersey. It was freezing outside. Who wants to leave their home? We're not coming from the island. The Ranger fans, they can just take the bus or the subway or Uber, and it's not that expensive to get to MetLife Stadium. Yeah, there was that too. Don't forget that side of it, Evan.
No, I don't remember that side of it, to be honest with you.
It was there.
The side of it was Islander fans were upset that the track record this team had all year, and it has been a continuing trend that luckily has changed over this incredible hot streak, is they've blown a lot of leads. Look, the Islanders should have been in the postseason without sweating this thing out. And obviously, there are still huge games down the stretch with Montreal, with Pittsburgh to end the season. Like, there's still a ways to go to seal the deal and ensure this team's a playoff team. Obviously, the Ranger game, the Devil game. But they blew leads all year. And if they hadn't, they would have been in the playoffs without a problem. The difference is last night's game, which was a fine hockey game. It featured a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
A penalty shot, an Islander lead, a Ranger comeback. This hit was a nothing burger. Dude, it was the biggest thing you guys should complain about, and I would get it, is the Noah Dobson hit. I understand that.
There's only 10 seconds left, so yes, horrible hit, but it probably wouldn't have made a big difference.
I agree.
Not having Mika for the last 8 minutes, they probably score.
It's Mika's fault! He skated right into him, bro.
Now who's being irrational?
I'm not being irrational. The judge even said it. Judge Tiki said he skated right into him.
He did.
That's your fault. Look, the Noah Dobson hit on Trocheck probably should have been called. Now, I could be a baby about it. You know what I would say?
What's that?
Jacob Trouba does that crap all the time. I could say that. And you know what you would say back, Sean, if you were being honest?
He doesn't bore
You're
people.
Right, Evan.
He doesn't bore people. He hits them open ice. But
whatever. He's a dirty, dirty player. And that should have been called. I'll admit that. I'll raise my hand. Now, what happens in those 12 seconds or 11 seconds if the New York Rangers get the man advantage? I have no idea. You probably don't score. If we're being fair, in that limited amount of time, you probably don't score. But I'd agree that was a BS call. I'd agree you should complain about that. But for your head coach to come out and call it vicious? You guys employ Rempe, and you call him this vicious?
Yeah.
And tell that tall ass to get on the ice on Saturday. What are you going to stage fight now?
And he is. He is. And he's going to drop every Islander that comes in his way right away. So, and by the way, Kids Day at Madison Square Garden, 12:30. It's going to be a boxing match.
We'll get to your calls next. Plus, has this assured everybody and confirmed to everybody that Ranger fans are indeed the biggest babies here in New York sports? That's on the table. Have they wrapped that prize up, or is it still Jet and Met fans?
Bitch, New York Ranger fan.
Toll-free number 877-337-6666. Amazing. That was the first Islander-Ranger game at UBS in 533 days. And maybe, just maybe, the Islanders and Rangers will see each other again real soon in a best-of-seven series. They do play over the weekend, and right now the Islanders are in third place in the Metro, so they'd be matched up against Carolina. And the Rangers obviously are the leaders in the Eastern Conference, which could potentially set up a second-round matchup. And I know what a lot of you guys and gals don't want to admit, which is you don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want to deal with that. You don't want to deal with the annoying Islander fan. And you really don't want to deal with the possibility you'll lose. Because who will you blame that on? Will it be the officials again? Will it be some kind of play that we don't see coming? Whose fault will it be? Because the one thing I've learned communicating with Ranger fans is it will never be the Rangers' fault. It will always be something else. By the way, I'm curious. I wonder what Boomer Esiason thinks about what happened last night.
I just wanted to call Boomer a little bitch.
Oh. Boomer Esiason! So I guess it went that well this morning. Let's get to your calls on this fine Wednesday. We'll mix in a lot of baseball, plus some football as well, as we creep closer and closer to the NFL draft. Let's go to Mike in Massapequa. How you doing this afternoon, Mike?
What's happening, boys? Thank you so much for talking hockey. It's a pleasure.
No problem.
I'm a big Ranger fan. There is nothing more than I want to play the Islanders in the playoffs.
Why? Why?
First of all, it's going to be a pretty easy series.
Is it? Just like you thought New Jersey was going to be a pretty easy series, too, last year when you got off to a quick start?
Different team, different coach.
Okay.
All right. Different team, different coach. And sitting in UBS and seeing all my fellow Ranger fans ruin the Islanders day is fantastic. Also, the road to this was through the Islanders.
Oh, so you're looking at the symmetry of 1994. God.
I'm waiting for Sean to bring that out, because Sean's been talking about that for a while now.
We're a week and a half away.
I know, but the President's Trophy thing, which you are currently leading by a point, 2 points.
1 point on Dallas.
One point on Dallas now. You don't win the cup if you win the President's Trophy, except for the Rangers 30 years ago. And so I'm waiting for you to bring out the 30-year thing. I haven't heard it yet.
Well, if memory serves correct, the route you guys took were the Islanders, Washington, New Jersey, Vancouver. Now, unfortunately for New Jersey, they're not going to be involved. Mm. But it is on the table that the route could feature three of those teams that you went through in 1994.
I would love nothing more. Beat Ovechkin's crying ass. Beat your crying ass.
Here's the problem with all that. I love the history. I love the symmetry of it. But you know that means nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know that. You know that what happened 30 years ago. Not my friend shall bury the New York Islanders. I remember it, Howie. That stuff means nothing. And the reality is, you have an Islander team right now that's playing awesome. They've won five in a row. And what does "and" mean? Why? Because they gave up a couple of power play goals yesterday?
Look, they're playing better than they did earlier in the year. The rest of those bottom teams in the Eastern Conference cannot win games. That's why they're back in it, more so than them.
Who'd they beat last night? I must have forgotten again.
They beat a Ranger team that has their eyes towards the first round already.
Oh, stop it. Now your eyes are on the first round?
Well, they were. Now our eyes are on beating your punk asses on Saturday.
But you have to admit, the Islanders are playing great hockey. And they've also got a goaltending question that I think is fascinating. They really do. Yeah. Because Varlamov has played excellent.
Yeah, if only his teammates
and he's won the job.
If only his teammates knew to hand him a stick when a stick breaks, that would help.
Let's go to Kevin in Oakland, New Jersey. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. How are you? What happened to Trocheck is just as bad as what Zibanejad did. There's nothing worse in hockey than being slew-footed. These guys, believe it or not, I myself broke my ankle. I've seen pro guys break wrists getting slew-footed. So, you know, people always say hockey has a way of policing itself, and sure enough, it did. And, you know, you're not going to have Matt Martin go after Zibanejad, but, you know, Zibanejad got what he deserved. If you're going to, you know, be cheap and dirty. You know, you got to pay the price.
I think that's great, but I don't think he got it in some kind of purposeful way. Like, I understand what you're saying, and that Zibanejad got his justice, but he got it because he schmuckily skated into Adam Pelech.
Schmuckily?
I mean, honestly, that's what happened.
I think he was just trying to be influential on him just to see what he was up to, and he just kind of lost track of how fast he was going or the angle that he was going on. Because he initiated the contact.
That's my
Pelech
point.
Is standing still, basically.
Like, I don't think Adam Pelech, and this is why it's fascinating to me for Sean to have claimed that in the open, and even our last call to say it, like, this was the masterful response to the dirty play from the first period. Mm. It wasn't.
He literally just ran into him and got hurt. The only thing you could say is that Pelech slows down. Like, he's going, and it's like they're gonna miss, and then he just kind of stops. And then that's when Zibanejad runs into him.
There's every reason.
That's the only reason you could blame Pelech, because his trajectory is taking him.
You can't blame Pelech. He doesn't even see him coming, though.
It's taking him across the red line, and he stops.
There's no reason for Pelech to be standing there not moving, essentially. There's every reason for Mika to try to be going to the bench.
So Adam Pelech needs to get out of the way for Mika? Well, is that what you're implying?
His momentum, he should be moving a little quicker, unless he's that terrible, towards more puck action while not hanging back to get beat. He is hovering because he knows Mika's there going towards the bench.
Let's go to Adam in Staten Island, my favorite borough. What's up, Adam?
Hey, thanks a lot for taking the call, guys.
No problem.
Lifelong Ranger fan, there was nothing wrong with the Zibanejad Pelech incident.
Thank you.
He literally skated into the guy.
I know.
If Ranger fans want to be really upset, we should really be upset with the way they started the entire first period. It was atrocious hockey to watch.
I think you're right about that. Why do you think your fellow fan base is so irrational and looks to pick this moment?
Hold on, Adam. Let me ask you, because I think Evan's got this wrong.
What do I have wrong?
Are you mad about this like Evan thinks you are?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, that's Adam.
Sean's not mad about this like you think Rangers fans are.
Of course he is. He sat there bitching about it and claiming it's a dirty play. What Adam is doing, and I respect him, and it's because he's from Staten Island, he's above the fray. And he's saying, look, I'm a diehard Ranger fan. We lost because we lost. That play in the third period is not something we should blame. And there are fans like that, and I respect Ranger fans like that. There are a good amount of Ranger fans that I have deep respect for. But a lot of you guys, whether it's Sean Morash or Boomer Esiason, always look to blame somebody else. Whether it's got to be the official's fault, whether it's that play is dirty.
Evan.
That's the problem.
Evan, next break, we have Q-tips in the bathroom. Can you go please use them and clean your ears so you can hear what I'm saying? I'm not calling for an Adam Pelech penalty. All I'm calling for is the admittance that both teams do a lot of dirty things like Mika Zibanejad did early, and it was a dirty hit you got away with. I'm not crying about it that it happened. I hope that Mika is fine. It is the game of hockey. I just want to call out the hypocrisy that is Islander fans.
No, there is no hypocrisy.
Yes,
that play wasn't dirty.
Oh, if the role was on the other foot, Islander fans today would be outside UBS with picket signs begging for Matt Rempe to be arrested. Come on.
Here are the words of Sean Morash. When the Pelech elbow first happened, I absolutely thought accidental and clean. Unless you're choosing to have your head up your ass when watching the replay, you see the subtle lift of the elbow by Pelech, and he clearly is anticipating Mika coming. Be fair and not an idiot. Does that sound like somebody, Tika, who isn't mad at all?
No, it sounds like someone who's misidentifying what actually happened.
And also an unhinged loser fan, yes.
Look in the mirror.
What?
Sticks
am
and
I
stones may break my bones.
Are you saying I'm an unhinged loser?
Yes! Yes, you are!
Sometimes you're right! Sometimes you're right! In fact, I was very upset because...
I don't even know if his elbow lifts.
Oh, it lifts! Oh, no, there's no lift.
Last second, there's a lift. There's a little chicken wing lift.
There's no lift. That's the other problem. You're making stuff up. You and your head coach are just making crap up. It's not vicious. There's no elbow lift. Mika literally skated into him and got hurt. And a lot of you guys are whining about it and finding different aspects of it to blame on the Islanders.
It looks worse because of Mika's chin. And when you get hit on the chin, it turns your whole head. So his chin hits his shoulder, not his elbow. It hits Pelech's shoulder.
Yes, but the elbow intent was still there.
I don't think so.
How many fingers
am
I holding up?
Two.
You're lucky. I have 20/20 vision. I saw the elbow raise.
Why did you just ask me how many fingers you're holding up and they get mad when I got it right?
This is very odd, Evan. I'm very concerned for both your vision and your hearing now.
Why? You held up two fingers. I said two. What the hell's the problem?
Because luckily you said two. I was worried you weren't going to get it right because clearly you can't see things.
No, I've actually got great vision. I don't have a lot of skills in life, but one of the things, it's not even a skill. It's just I'm lucky. I got great vision. I see everything perfectly. And what I saw last night was, here's how you know you guys are unhinged. Here's the proof of this. So personally, I kind of had a weird night last night. It was my wife's birthday. I got back from work. I celebrated my wife's birthday. Everything is on DVR. Everything was put away. Ultimately decided I'm DVRing everything from last night's sports night. I go to put my son asleep, and I fall asleep. Like, that never happened. I pass out. So I woke up at 11:30 at night in a cold sweat. Like, oh, my God. Islanders-Rangers. The Met game. What the hell is going on? So I very politely get up.
You had no idea about any of them.
Not at all. I fell asleep. So I sit down. I start all of the games at the same time. I actually delayed the start of the Knick game because the Knick game started an hour later, and I didn't want any spoilers because you never know what MSG is going to flip up there. So I start the Ranger-Islander game. I start the Met game. I start the Yankee game. I start watching everything. I finished the Islander-Ranger game a little bit quicker than I did the Met game. Because it just moves faster, plus the intermissions I was able to skip.
Mm-hmm.
And when the game was over, I had my thoughts on the game. Like, I had my thoughts on what could have been a penalty with 12 seconds to go. I had my thoughts on everything I saw. And I never for a second, thought that Adam Pellick play had any controversy. And that's the beauty of sports when you don't have filters around you, when there's no Twitter next to you, when there's no noise. There's no noise, no text, nothing. Then, when I finished all the games at 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, let me see what people think. And that's when I saw the whining. Mm. And I saw your head coach having a hissy fit in front of the audience. I saw all that.
But you didn't hear it in real time. You got this through Twitter.
In real time, I thought nothing because it was a clean play.
In your own real time.
Correct.
You got it through Twitter.
I watched the hockey match in a nice, clean way.
And then you watch the reactions on Twitter.
And then an hour after I was done with the game, because the game was over hours earlier, I went on Twitter to see the reaction to the Mets, to the Yankees, just to see.
Well, you know that Twitter is just a cacophony of nonsense, right?
Well, no, what about the heck? What about LaViolette? What about him? Okay, what's he?
He's just wrong. That's what coaches do.
Thank you. Okay.
That's what coaches do.
And Patrick Waugh was beautiful.
You know why he's doing that? He's setting you up for Saturday. That's all he's doing. That's literally all he's doing.
So it's like WrestleMania from night one,
100%. It's like a I don't know, Kyle Shanahan saying, you know, this guy's going to hold because we're running this double move. Just watch it. He's going to hold.
Right.
It's, a quarter later. Guess what? Sometimes he gets the holding call.
On Saturday, Mika better be able to finish his story. That's all I'm saying.
All he's doing, all LaViolette is doing is setting up Saturday. Literally, that's all he's doing.
But I do recommend everybody watching games without any kind of outside noise is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Because then when you see what the outside noise was after the game, it's almost like they watched a different game. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, what? Really? That's what you're bitching about? It's stunning to me. Like, I get the Noah Dobson hit. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge that should have been called a penalty. Like, I raise my hand. That's why every time you, Sean, or even you, Tiki, say, oh, Evan, if the shoe was on the other foot, you'd say this. That's BS. I call like it is. Good or bad. For my team, against my team, I call like it is. That's why I was disgusted by the Twitter poll results I put up, which asked who are the biggest crybaby fans in New York sports. We'll get into the results in a few minutes, but I do not accept the results of this election. Let's go to Shane calling from Merrick. How are you, Shane?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
Really quickly, I wanted to point out the irony of Morash calling anyone a bitch when his voice is in the same octave as Pee Wee Herman, okay? That's number one. Number two is Trouba stuck his leg out in an attempt to get Barzal. I don't know if he missed that one, but basically I just want to finish up with the Rangers have won one thing since the invention of the light bulb, okay? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks,
Thank
guys.
You very much, Shane.
I just want to remind Shane his mom loves my voice.
Wow. Oh, you go in there?
Going harsh.
That's right. That's where you've pushed me now, Islander fans.
You know, all he did was offer you a fair, biting critique.
He called me Pee Wee Herman.
And you went to the mom?
Yeah. Pee-wee Herman's kind of vicious, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think Pee-wee Herman was enough for him to go to the mall?
Yeah, he should have picked a different voice.
Interesting.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
He should have said it sounded like Loogie. I wouldn't have come back with the mom.
Don't drag me into this. I was the one with the high-pitched voices. You guys sound like a sorority house yelling at each other about hockey here the last 20 minutes.
He does make a lot of sense, though, and I want to say this as respectfully as I can, because I'm about to go to Staten Island tonight with Tiki Barber, 7:30 at the Barnes & Noble, and I know that Staten Island is Ranger country, so I want to be very careful when I say this. The Ranger fan acts as if they've won something. It's true. They act as if they're a Yankee fan or even a Giant fan. And the truth is, as our last caller points out, they've won one thing since the light bulb got invented. I mean, they've had the one championship that you hold on to, and it was glorious, and it was amazing, and it was an incredible run. But that's it. And yet, most of their fans, Tiki, this is something about Ranger fans I'm teaching you, they talk as if they've got the pelts on the wall. And the truth is, they don't. And that's why, at the end of the day, the Ranger fan should be a lot like the Met fan and the Jet fan and the Knick fan, who knows deep down, as much success as you've had this year, you know how the story ends, don't you? You all do. But you hold out hope that this is going to be different.
Now, see, that's just a troll.
Because how's that a troll?
Because isn't that what you are supposed to do as a fan? You're supposed to believe despite the insurmountable odds?
But I believe, but I also know deep down it's going to end badly.
You're supposed to believe that Giants had this great season, but God, they're playing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. They're undefeated. We don't have a chance. Like, we might as well just give up, right?
I didn't say that.
No, that's what you're intimating, though, that Ranger fans should do.
No,
fans don't do that.
You just
believe, regardless of what proof or evidence shows you.
There's a difference between belief and having arrogance for no reason at all. As Shane brought up, I thought it was a great point by him, especially when he called Sean Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, you're like that, huh?
And then Sean went to his mom. Well, your mom likes my voice. Let's go to Mike in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Mike.
It's Mark, but no problem, man.
Oh, sorry, that is my fault. No, it was written correctly, my fault. My apologies. Go ahead, Mark.
No worries, bud. Yeah, so LaViolette and the Ranger fan need to recognize that he coaches one of the dirtiest players in hockey. I mean, this guy, regardless of the open ice or against the boards, he leaves his feet every time. Mm. He hunts the guy down, intentionally skates hard out.
Talking about Jacob Trouba right now.
And leaves his feet and knocks him down. I mean, that's a penalty.
You're talking about Trouba. Not Remy.
Trouba. He does it all the time. So look at your captain, Ranger fan. That's the guy. And if you're okay with that, you can't complain about it when it happens the other way.
No, I think it's a very, very fair point. And that's why Peter LaViolette after the game, and he's the one that really instigated this and got the Ranger fan fired up. He convinced the Ranger fan, should be your talking points after a brutal loss to an arch rival. Let's talk about how intentional this one and how vicious this was.
But isn't that genius? Because you're not talking about what happened in the first period.
I mean, it's genius. I think it's...
I'm being serious. You're not talking about, first of all, the penalty. How many penalties do you see in hockey?
But,
seriously. So you get it in a minute and... No. I mean, a penalty shot.
Yeah.
Right, a penalty so bad or so egregious that it requires a penalty shot. How often do you see that?
Right.
Very rarely.
But
you were terrible in the first period. Terrible.
But I don't think that's why LaViolette did it. I think LaViolette did it off of the Rempe suspension a couple weeks ago where it was his first offense and he got that many games and it was a similar kind of hit.
It wasn't a similar kind of hit.
It was a reckless, uncoordinated elbow.
I'm going to have to be against you at this point.
That's fine.
It's not.
We could disagree.
First of all, it's not a vicious hit. Yes, his chin turned.
No, I agree. He shouldn't have said the word vicious.
But it wasn't even a vicious. It wasn't a hit.
It wasn't anything.
He wasn't targeting him.
It was intentional.
It wasn't like my intent is to hit you. You know it. I know it. And we're going to contact. And I hit you so hard that I damn near knocked you unconscious. That's vicious to me. This was not even close to vicious.
To me, it was a calculated
retaliation.
Retaliation. That's exactly what it was.
The retaliation thing is such crap. So because your player did something early in a game that's clearly dirty that you're even acknowledging, that's your reasoning for claiming something's dirty that wasn't? Like, yeah, it's the
because otherwise, Pelech is the worst NHL player in the world for even being in that area at that time.
Well, look, that's irrelevant. The point is,
part of it is calculated. He knew how to get away with
it. He's standing there, dude.
Because he shouldn't be standing there. That's not his place to be standing there. He should be moving up there.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
He knew Mika was going to be there. That guy who slew-footed earlier.
Let him be in trouble then for being out of position from his coach.
I'm giving him to be smart about it.
Let Patrick Waugh get pissed off because he's in the wrong spot on the ice.
Waugh's not going to be pissed off because he wants Mika hurt. Not hurt, but he wants his belt.
Okay, now that's what you're saying now. Now Patrick Waugh wants Mika. Like, he put a hit out on Mika, and that was a part of the hit.
Hey,
Adam
you
Pellick
come after
standing
me.
There like a statue.
What just happened with the line fight with the Rangers-Devils? It all started because they wanted to fight Rempe after what he did to the Devils. This happens in hockey all the time.
Okay, but here's the difference.
They wanted revenge on Mika.
Your guys are dirty. And the Islanders haven't been.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally,
no, never.
We're talking about. Right. No, I didn't say never. Jacob Trouba is a dirty player.
No,
is he?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Jacob Trouba hits people chest to shoulder.
Ridiculous.
Like hockey hits are supposed to have.
You can't call it like it is.
He's not a dirty player.
And Rempe, nothing he's ever done has been dirty. Yet you're comparing Adam Pellick standing there.
Rempe should not have gotten that long a suspension. He needed to learn his lesson. And that's what Laviolette was pissed about. That's why. And he's looking at something, even if you want to say it's not similar, he's seeing a player raise an elbow, go after one of his, and he's throwing a bigger fit about it than had to happen because the Rangers have been previously punished. That's what
it's
about.
I want you to imagine best of seven. I want you to imagine that.
Real quick, Ed, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm taking off that. I'm taking off that week.
You may have to, because this is what we're talking about in a regular season game in which the Rangers already a lock. I mean, you're probably going to be the President's Trophy winner. It's not a lock, but you're in good spot. You lost a game that you could brush away and say, you know what? Not that big of a deal. And they're freaking out over this.
Yeah.
Can you imagine best of seven in the playoffs? Oh, my God.
By the way, the Rangers lost the game, but they outplayed them for most of it. Right? It was the first period.
Buried them.
That was it. It buried them. And, Evan, you even predicted this yesterday. This morning you were going to take insurance.
I know.
Islanders are going to get up early, then I'm going to go take insurance. But you fell asleep, so you couldn't do it in real time.
I am so curious if any Islander fan actually did that last night, because that was my intent. But unfortunately, my night got out of hand. Everything was on DVR. So, obviously, I couldn't go on FanDuel at 11:45 at night with the Islanders up 3-0. But what were the odds at 3-0 if you bet the Rangers? Mm. I bet you it was like...
It was plus 600.
Oh, my God. It was plus 600?
At 3-0, plus 600.
So you looked it up?
Maybe.
Perhaps
I bet it.
You were checking it out?
Of course.
Oh, man. I'll tell you this right now. I'm in a very good mood because the Mets had a moral victory win.
Oh,
the
God.
Islanders had a big win against the Rangers. It was a great, great night. If the Rangers had come back and won... And because I had fallen asleep and had to watch on DVR, wasn't even able to cash in on it, and the Islanders blew a lead, oh, my God. I'd be in so mood
if you had missed your opportunity to actually make a lot of cash.
I said I'd be upset about the loss, and I wouldn't even have the insurance policy to make me feel better.
By the way, to make you two realize you lost this battle, I have now retweeted a video of more of the All-22 look. Mm. It's so clear Pellick comes back to him. Better angle for you, Ev, so enjoy it.
No, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'll look, too.
Take the
loss,
buddy.
The All-22.
This is complete desperation by the Rangers.
By the way, it's not All-22.
Letting football fans know what the non-hockey fan understand.
Let's go to Alexa in Babylon. How are you, Alexa?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thanks for making it. What's up?
So I'm also calling about the game last night. I'm a huge Islander fan, and, you know, I definitely agree that Dobson's hit at the end was kind of unnecessary, but, you know, that Pellick and Mika... whatever happened in the middle of the ice, you know, it was definitely not intentional. It was definitely accidental. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the Ranger fans and the Rangers feel like Rempe's going to come in and, like, destroy all the Islanders. But honestly, I feel like we forget how tough they are, too. They have Martin, and then the whole fourth line is tough. Clutterbuck, Martin, and Cizikas. Andrews Lee's tough. Horvat's tough. I feel like they forget about them. So, you know, I know they'll hold their own, but, you know, that's just something I feel like they're really confident in Rempe coming in and destroying all of them.
I think you're spot on, Alexa, and I don't think the Islanders or any Islander fan is worried about Rempe being unleashed over the weekend. First of all, he's been a healthy scratch. How many times now, Sean?
I've lost count. It's been a lot.
You've lost count.
I think he only came back to play the Devils knowing he had to fight.
No, and that's exactly what's probably going to happen over the weekend.
Of course it is.
Oh, and great. Okay, we'll get a minute and a half of fighting. Ranger fans will be like, oh, my God, Rempe. Oh, he's so good. Rempe mania. Empire State Building. Oh, I love this guy. And then we'll all move on.
Yeah, to another Ranger win.
And it won't matter. By the way, maybe, Okay, maybe you will win that game over the weekend. I have no freaking idea.
Probably, because you're the much better team.
Your ridiculous confidence in a team that blew their lead in the first round of the series a year ago against New Jersey.
Same when
you
team? Were so, same coach?
You assume everything's going to be completely different because you've had a great regular season?
Yeah, and the Devils were a bad matchup. Ev, deal with it. Got news for you, pal. You think Spike and you on opening day was a matter? You ain't seeing me the day of the parade, so just get ready for that.
If the Islanders beat the Rangers, what are you going to do then? Since you're such a confident, cocky...
What do you mean, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do? If you're so confident, what are you putting on the line?
I'll on the SNY cameras?
No, I want you to grow your hair out. That's what's on
no,
the line.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why?
Because I'm going to learn from your mistakes.
The Islanders have
I'll eat pudding out of my belly button.
That's not enough.
You know how disgusting my belly button is?
It's very disgusting, but you know what's more disgusting? Ugh. You growing your disgusting hair
I'm
out.
I'm not going to grow my hair out.
Why?
Because my wife finds me attractive for the first time in 10 years.
But you won't have to worry about it. The Islanders have no chance against the Rangers, I've been told. They have no shot, so what's the problem?
How does a bald guy grow his hair out?
Thank you for laughing.
He doesn't shave. He just lets the sides grow.
I see.
I'm sorry, what did I miss? What did he say that was kind of funny?
Nothing. That is nothing about his wife and hair. Something like that.
Okay. You know, you're very...
Okay, Sean, I am looking through your video on Twitter that you just posted.
Yeah.
Who's at the bottom of this screen? Is that Adam Fox? Who is that down there?
Now I need to go back.
As Zibanejad is going across the ice...
That is Kreider.
That's Kreider.
Yeah.
So don't you think that Pelech is actually checking him or looking back at him?
Oh, he'll never catch Kreider
at that angle. I'm just saying. Isn't that what he's doing?
No, he's taking a peek at Mika coming off the ice going, now I can finally get this guy back after what happened in the first period.
He's going to get him back by just standing there like a statue.
Come on, Ev.
That's what he did, dude.
Evan, he knows the path to the Ranger bench. He knew where to position himself, and he chicken wings the elbow last second.
More of your calls coming up next, including which fan base in this town are the biggest crybabies? Is it actually Met fans and Jet fans over Ranger fans?